Well, good day to you. This is Frank Gray from South Florida. And I'm going to be here today with my wife, Margaret Gray. Many of you, of course, know Margaret very well from his co-paneling and co-hosting on the Phil Henry Show. And we're sort of excited about doing today's show because of an article that was brought to our attention yesterday, sitting around the hearth in the home of the great young Jackie Bales, who had noted that there are those who would like to replace the spangled or the
star spangled.
The star. Forgive me, honey. My wife's right here, and he just corrected me. It's the Star Spangled Banner, and I get moving too fast, and I'm thinking about things.
Frank, let me.
I've got it, Margaret. Don't grab the phone. Margaret grabs the phone like he's grabbing for...
Watch it, Frank.
I'm watching it. Believe me, I'm watching it. Like a hawk. And speaking of that, I guess I had to zip up. That's a joke. That's just a poor man's joke in a poor man's world.
So anyway.
Margaret, we thought Margaret could give you examples. Now, the only part of this...
All right, Frank. I do improvisational lyrics, and Frank is about to criticize.
Yeah, okay. Then let me criticize it. Why must you grab the phone? Again, you look down. I see the drool begin to click.
So, thank you very much, Frank. This is Margaret Gray, and...
I'm going to do it. I'll do it good. Don't worry.
Well, that'll be a first.
Boy. So... Margaret today will preview the Spang-Stangled, goddammit... The Star-Spangled Banner and how it can be improved upon using other examples of great American songs. And he's going to do that in his lovely voice. And by the way, this coming fall, as you know, it's the fall months, I believe, Margaret, yet I don't know when it is anymore.
Well, it used to be in the fall and then it was in the summer.
As long as the Dooleys are at Butner, then I think it's the opposite of what they're doing. Okay, yeah. excuse me. It will be this fall. Margaret will be booked at a variety of the better joints in Pedro.
I'll be appearing at the Clam Closet, which is the big one there in Long Beach, in October. That much I do know.
Yes, that much we do know. And pardon me for a minute. I have to cough. Yeah. I was smoking Swisher Sweets last night with Phil Henry because she needed to practice for a particular movie part, which I don't know anything about it.
Well.
All right, so, Margaret, what have you got first?
Well, thank you, Frank. One of the things I want to stress, as Frank has been talking here, are you all right? You need some water, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't snort like that, Frank.
Sorry.
One of the things that I was trying to stress here with Frank is that I am doing improvisational lyrics here. So I don't know the lyrics to these songs, but I do know the spirit of these songs. And, Bud, you wanted to say something?
I do want to say that, Mr. Gray. I think you should emphasize it that Miss Gray, while she doesn't know it's the improvisational, it's the spirit of the matter.
Thank you very much, Bud.
Yeah. The one time that you say something good about her, and she's sucking up.
You know something? We all ought to get each other's back a little bit more these days. So, yes, Bud?
I was going to introduce...
All right.
The first song that Miss Gray will do here is a song... You all right?
No. When you're on the scene, Bud, sometimes I feel crippled inside. I don't know.
And, well, you should, because sometimes Bud does the job better than you, Frank.
Holy Christ, what are you talking about?
You just belched.
You did, Mr. Gray, you belched up.
What is she talking about?
I just heard you belch.
So the first song I think that Ms. Gray will do is This Land Is Your Land.
This Land Is Your Land is, I think, a great song. Everyone knows this song. Everyone knows the melody, and I guess some people know the lyrics. It was written by the wonderful Woody Guthrie. He, a balladeer, a folk singer, a man who was a chronicler of American life, very sensitive to American life, especially during the Dust Bowl 30s. We all know of his son Arlo, who went on to write Alice's Restaurant, Coming into Los Angeles, City of New Orleans.
Yeah, no. She wrote Coming into New Orleans,
City of Los Angeles.
No, you clowns. He wrote City of New Orleans. Good night, America. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
So Ms. Gray will do the initial song here, Goodbye, America.
What?
I mean.
Look, he's gonna do.
I'm gonna do This Land Is Your Land.
Oh yeah, that's right. It is. That is the song.
And now here's Ms. Gray with This Land Is Your Land.
Oh, this land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forests to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Can I interrupt?
What do you want?
Well, you seem to know the lyrics.
I do. I know the lyrics to that song. And if I don't, just let me do this.
Bud, would you let him do what he... Let him do his thing.
As I was walking down a river and a highway, I saw a guy there. He said, let's do it my way. That's all I remember. What are you laughing at?
It just occurred to me, I'll bet she said, let's do it my way.
I had to belt you.
And now, Ms. Gray will do the very lovely Your Grand Old Flag.
Oh, Christ, I love this song.
I think this would be a great anthem. Now, this is one I'm not very familiar with the lyrics, but I know the spirit of it. It was written by George M. Cohan, I think, or at least it was written by someone who was so insignificant and such really a nothing that everyone thinks George M. Cohan wrote this. That's how much of a clown.
Yeah, that's exactly how much of a slob she was, if indeed it was a man.
Yes. Oh, you're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever you'll wave up there. You're the symbol of the land I love, the home of the free and the fair. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue. Blah, 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 blah.
You're laughing, Miss Gray.
I am laughing. I usually insert improvisational lyrics, and I said blah, 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 and that was very disrespectful. I apologize.
Well, try it again, honey.
Certainly. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and you're big and you're fat and you wave in the wind.
Yeah.
You're a symbol of the land I love. You are the best thing there is. Look at that big flag, it's flying around.
Honey, you all right?
It's suddenly reminding me of my father and all of the service that he did to this country.
The service your father did to this country? My God, if I'd known his true nature, I wouldn't have hired him as the captain
of a garbage scow.
That's right.
You know, it's a miracle that I show up for this show every day and I give it my own. I mean my all and my own. One, two, I'll count me down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, me.
Go.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever you'll be so great. You're the symbol of the land I love, God Almighty, you're great. As you wave up there, flapping around.
Margaret, your father might have done a service for this country, but it's nothing for you to get upset about. She wasn't more than the captain of a garbage scow.
My father was an attorney.
All right, well.
As you are, Frank.
Yes, but I've managed to stay out of jail. That's the difference between me and your father.
Yeah, Mr. Gray, that's a terrible thing to bring up.
Oh, why don't you bug off?
What's the next song, Bud? You stay here, Bud.
Yes, the next song that Ms. Gray will do now is one called America the Beautiful.
Now this I love.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plain. Shut up, Frank.
Oh, sorry.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood. From sea to shining sea. So you get that part.
You rush through it.
No, I rush through it because they all get that part.
Now, the next song that Ms. Gray will do is the Star Spangled Banner.
Not Star Spangled, I told you.
Sorry. This is the Star Spangled Banner by Ms. Gray.
Again, improvisational lyrics, but this is the thrust and the feel and the appeal of this song, I think. Oh, say, can you see by ye the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the peril. I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Well, do the improvisational lyric for Christ on a Crutch.
All right, Frank. O'er the ramparts we watched, and the bombs exploded. Then the bombs exploded more, and the flag caught on fire. But it was then that we could see the flag from the light of the fire. Oh, say, isn't that the flag over there? I think it is. Glowing because it's on fire, but the symbol of the free, right?
Yeah, sure, that's Jesus.
Ms. Gray, that's far, far from the lyrics.
Well, I don't know, but I can get brushed up on them, and I'll know them forthwith.
Now the next song that Ms. Gray is going to sing is one that we feel is a good symbol for America, too. It's called I'm Free by the Who.
The what the Christ?
Wait a minute. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free.
Yeah. And
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What do you mean I'm free by the Who? That's not a patriotic song. Excuse me. I'm belching up cauliflower chips.
Frank found what he thought were cauliflower chips. That is, just like Pringles, except they're made of cauliflower. Well, guess what? No, they're not. They're made out of potato, and they sprinkle it with cauliflower powder. What do you think of that?
Okay, Margaret, good for you. God damn.
And the next song Miss Gray will sing now, to conclude our list of patriotic songs, is one from Bruce Springsteen, Born in America.
Born in the USA.
Yeah, Born in the USA. I know it because I remember she did it for me when she was auditioning to have me as her manager. And,
oh, bullshit, Frank.
Well, actually, Bruce Springsteen did audition for me to be her manager, but that was way back when she was still working the bar circuit there in Asbury Park. And no one knew her. Man, they didn't want to know her.
And now Ms. Gray.
Born in the USA, I'm a long-gone daddy in the USA. Took a job at a railroad track, stunk like a pig, coated with grease. Then I went to Vietnam, blew up some villages, and then I came back. Boy, I know those aren't the lyrics. Born in the USA, I'm a long-gone daddy in the USA. Born in the USA. That's the dog.
Hey. You right, Kirby? You want to have something to eat?
Don't talk to the dog like that. The dog understands it, and the dog is eaten. You're looking at the dog in a condescending manner.
Frank, take your pills. Born in the USA, I'm a grease monkey in the USA. I light my own farts in the USA. Yeah, in the USA, I'm a...
Born in a USA, long gone daddy in a USA. Everything I own was made in the USA. All the things I wear in the USA.
Just like your jock... I missed that.
Yeah, just like my jock strap.
Right. Just like your jock strap in the USA. So in other words, folks, you can tell we're improvising if I may put it that way, the lyrics to this song. It's a very well-known song. I'm sure many of you know the lyrics. Good for you. Ding, ding for you. But we're giving it the feel, the thrust, the tempo. What does it feel like to sing that song and actually like it? Ah, yeah, see? And so that's what we're giving to that song, as well as I thought possibly I'm Free by The Who, but I guess not.
No, that's completely balled up beyond all recognition. I'm Free by The Who. If you want to do a song by The Who that is a great anthem for America, I would think it would be Baba O'Reilly.
Oh, okay, Frank.
You mean, Mr. Gray, you're thinking about Won't Get Fooled Again.
Won't Get Fooled Again.
Won't Get Fooled Again. We'll be fighting in the streets.
No, not that pain in the ass. God almighty. First time I heard that was the last time I ever wanted to hear it. And I heard it another 50,000...
Frank was between gigs at the time. He had left TV production and was looking to represent bands. Right, Frank?
No, that's not right at all. I was still in TV production. I didn't care whether I represented bands, but a lot of bands were coming to me. I remember I talked to Roger Daltrey right over here at the Taco Lita at Fifth and Main, downtown Los Angeles.
You talked to Roger Daltrey about what?
I talked to her about representing The Who. And she was very enthusiastic and said, Mr. Gray, God almighty, do we need someone like you? And I said, you're in bigger trouble than I thought. And she laughed and said, well, I've got to go meet my girlfriend. And I said, bye.
And that was it?
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
What other big stars did you know, Mr. Gray?
I'm not talking out of school. I'm not about to say. As an attorney, of course, there's client attorney privilege. Or whatever the hell you call it, I don't even know. I didn't get that far in law school. I just went ahead, took the bars, passed miraculously, and now I have a law license. But I can tell you Roger Daltrey never became my client, and so therefore I can talk all I want about her, and she can't do anything. Boy,
got a lot of stuff you want to say?
Not so much a lot of stuff I want to say. I just like the idea that none of these hopped-up rock stars can say diddly, because I never repped any of them. I talked to a lot of them in barrooms, and, you know.
Who else, Frank?
Well, you know, Margaret. I met and was very, very close to the great drummer, Fred Corey of Cinderella.
Oh, they threw you out of their practice, though, didn't they?
Well, yes, but I said, Fred, can you help me? And she said, not a chance, and went back to her drum kit, so that was the end of that. But there is...
Cinderella, huh? They're an interesting band.
They're a very interesting band. And I said, what you guys need is me managing you. And they said, no, thank you. And I went off and I had a cigar over at Musso and Frank's and got pretty well, you know, hammered. And I believe that's the day I met you, Margaret.
Or shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Frank Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And we're previewing songs that we feel are worthwhile, songs that would be sung, I think, in a respectful way, as the new national anthems of the United States of America, something to replace the Star-Spangled...
What is it with you? You're always telling...
I've got it, Frank. The Spank Star...
The Star-Spank Banner.
No, it isn't.
You know full well it isn't, Bud.
Well, that's what you guys are saying. You're saying the Star-Spangled Banner.
The name of the song that is the national anthem of the United States of America is the Star-Spangled...
It's the Spank Banner.
All right, I'm going to sing it anyway, even though we can't remember the name of the bloody song that is the national anthem of the United States. It's not called the Spank Banner. I know that much. That much I do know. Oh, say can you see by
the dawn's early light.
Thank you.
Hey.
These are the different things...
You woke the dog up.
Sorry.
These are the different variations. These are the different stylings we want to give this song. The Star-Spangled Banner. I know it sounds disrespectful. And look, I just remembered the name.
Yeah, if you just say the name very quickly, Margaret, you'll be able to remember it. But you'll be able to remember it. Yeah, that's exactly what she said. You'll be able to remember it, but if you don't say it quickly, like, for instance, what's the name of the national anthem?
It's the Stink-Stangled...
See? You started to think about it. Don't think about it, and then you'll remember the name.
I think it's a name that a lot of people have a hard time with.
It probably is true, Miss Gray. I think
See? Dickman's having a hard time with it.
Well, that's hardly... Bud, with all due respect, you have a hard time with a lot of things.
Well, I'll give you that. That much I will give you.
Now, we are about to sing... Watch my lips. The Spank Banner. God damn me.
The Star-Spangled...
Banner,
that's it. It's a song that means a lot to a lot of Americans, still. Most Americans don't know what it means. Most Americans don't know from what era it comes from. And I dare say that most Americans don't even like the song. It goes on too long. There's too much of an opportunity for egocentric singers to begin to improvise and to go off on flights of fancy, octave jumps, this sort of thing. An example, "O'er the land of the free." See, that was an octave jump. What are you looking at?
Nothing, I just... It was really good.
Thank you. The two of you are staring at me. The two of you are staring at me like my head just grew to the size of a watermelon, and my eyes are bugged out about the size of flying saucers.
No.
"O'er the land of the free and the home..." What?
The dog. The poor dog, Margaret.
The dog will be fine. How are you doing, Kirby? Aren't you a lovely boy? Hello, Kirby boy.
Well, Kirby came here and laid down at our feet. And frankly, the way I feel about Kirby, I should lay down at his feet.
Hey, all right.
Why don't you do that then, Frank? I've got work to do here. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show for this Monday. We are reassessing and reevaluating different songs that could be our national anthems. These were suggested by a lot of Phil's listeners. Many of them came from an article that we were reading today online and that was then posted on Phil's Facebook page. A very interesting article that is called, if I can bring it up here, "Could One of These Songs Replace the National Anthem?" And they got into a variety of different songs, "America the Beautiful," "This Land Is Your Land," and then "America, My Country, Tis of Thee," adapted from, or I should say adopted from the British Royal Anthem, "God Save the Queen." "My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, land where our fathers died, land where the pilgrims died, from every mountainside, let freedom ride." Right?
No, that's wrong, Margaret. No, it doesn't go like that at all.
Well, ask me if I care. All right. The next song is a song I don't know the words to. It's one, however, made popular by Dolly Parton. Now, I love Dolly Parton. She's wonderful. What I resent about her is that she walks around with her chest pushed out.
Margaret, when you do that...
Frank, don't lecture me.
Yeah, but when you do that, you make every woman out there feel that... Well, okay, so there, the pair that I have...
Watch it, Frank.
Well, you're making every woman out there say to himself, "Look at the pair I've got. It'll never be what he's got," meaning Dolly Parton. And, you know, you're not half bad.
Take it easy, Frank. I'm a woman, but what Parton's got... You know what? God gave her talent.
Good God Almighty. You just called Dolly Parton her.
God gave her talent. God gave her a great songwriting ability, a great singing voice. And yes, on top of that, guess what else God gave her? Watch it.
All right, so God gave Dolly Parton the big ones. And what are you going to do about that? What are you, Margaret Gray, going to do about that?
I'm going to take the song that Dolly, a dear, dear girl and a dear friend, made popular, and I'm going to give it the Margaret Gray touch. It's called Color Me America.
Now, you said earlier...
Yeah, Miss Gray, you said you don't even know this song.
I don't know this song, but I'm going to give it... I'll say it again, so use...
All right, give it the Margaret Gray...
Give it the Margaret Gray what?
The touch.
Here it is. Color Me America. I don't know the lyrics or the melody, ladies and gentlemen. I'm writing this because of my deep love for our country and because I want this to at least be considered as the new anthem for America.
The dog is looking at you like you're way, way out there.
You know what, Frank? I'll deal with it when I have to.
Yeah, it's okay, Kirby.
Yeah, the dog is looking at the three of us like we're way, way gone. It's all right, Kirby. Look at the way she's looking at me.
It's a he-dog.
That's what I said.
Just everybody ease back before I start swinging. Here we go. Color me America, red, white, and blue. I love America. When I'm not here, I'm blue. I love America. You do.
Honey, do you need some water?
More than that.
Here's some water, Miss Gray.
Sorry, I was getting emotional, ladies and gentlemen. Color me America.
My wife, Margaret, who I love very dearly, has gotten so deeply emotional over this song that he's doing a variety of things, gagging up, laughing.
Watch it, Frank.
And also crying.
I've got it. Color me America, red, white, and blue. Color me America, don't you do too? I love America, why wouldn't you? Color us America, red, white, and blue. There are days when I'm happy, I'm still blue. There are days when I'm blue, but I see red. There are days when I'm black, but I know I'm white. There are days when everything is just all right. Color me America, red, white, and blue. Color me, I'm sorry.
Color me America.
Yeah, right here. Color me America, are those your shoes?
Why'd you say that?
I'm changing it up, okay? Color me America, every day is great. Color me America, 8 skate and donate.
That sucked.
How dare you, Frank, and you're my husband.
Yes, I'm your husband, and as your husband, let me tell you what any husband would say to herself. That was one big fat...
Yeah, just one big...
The world famous... I'll deal with yous later. The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampry Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. F it.